Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Two soups today, one using lima beans, and the other adds quinoa to some smoked turkey. But first, here's Mia Partlow with a look at this week's news.
As world food prices continue to soar, news came this week from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that it was giving $70 million to an effort to, quote, reduce hunger and poverty in developing countries by supporting agricultural research projects to help small farmers increase their yields and incomes, unquote. Cornell University will receive $40 million of that to continue their research in developing varieties of wheat that are resistant to stem rust disease. However, critics point out that the Gates Foundation has a private relationship with biotech crop giant Monsanto, adding that this new project could be an effort to industrialize agriculture and promote GMO crops in developing nations. Monsanto has a history of hurting small farmers. In 2009, its genetically modified maize failed to produce kernels, and hundreds of farmers in South Africa were devastated. Do you want to be able to trace your food from the farm to your plate? Well, there's an app for that. Some food producers are now barcoding their food, so when it's scanned by a smartphone, the consumer can see where it's from, if it's been recalled, and contact information for the producer. Supporters and traceability developers say that using technology in this way can help consumers make more informed decisions about the food they buy and will also help stop foodborne illnesses from spreading so quickly. And the James Beard Foundation released their list of semi-finalists for the 2011 Restaurant and Chef Awards. For the fifth time, Bloomington, Indiana's Dave Talent of Restaurant Talent was nominated under the category Best Chefs of the Great Lakes Region.
It's kind of a standard I've set for myself that if I'm not, then maybe I need to tweak something and maybe I need to try a little harder.
The nomination process begins in the fall when there is an open call for entries. From that list, the Restaurant and Chef Awards Committee pares down chefs to 20 per category. That list of semifinalists is then distributed to previous James Beard winners, panelists representing each region, and members of the Restaurant and Chef Awards subcommittee. It's up to the judges to visit the restaurants to taste the food. When asked what it was like to own a restaurant that is a statewide destination for foodies, Talent shied away from tooting his own horn.
I'm lucky enough that I get to do what I love to do and get to do it, you know, with my wife. You know, that's even better that we do it together and we get to spend as much time together as we can. So, you know, I think when you're happy in your job, you turn out a better product.
With the help of local farmers, Talent and his wife and pastry chef Kristen produce, quote, unique Indiana cuisine. During the cold months, they have had to make some concessions because farmers aren't showing up at the back door with their trucks full of fresh produce, as happens during the growing season. But thanks to the ever-expanding winter farmers market in Bloomington, he has been able to source more food locally this year than in years past.
It just seems like every single year it's that farmers market grows in size, and the amount of variety and volume of produce that's being produced year-round now here in Bloomington is pretty amazing from, you know, here in 2011 all the way back to 2003 when we first opened. But it's far less of a concession now than it was before, so it's pretty cool.
Read more about Chef Dave Talent on our website, eartheats.org. And if you like news and notes like this, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook for daily updates. For Earth Eats, I'm Mia Partlow.
Chef Talent spoke about the thriving winter farmers market in Bloomington, Indiana. So let's take a visit and see what's for sale this week.
How are you doing?
Good, how about you? Yeah. Our shiitake mushrooms, we get a log that is made of sawdust and grain. It's not a compost mushroom like a portobello or a white button. The shiitakes, within a 24-hour period, they double their size, so they grow very quickly. When all the grain is gone, they start to compost themselves. They just crumble and fall apart, and we actually put it out on the field as a compost for our produce.
Do you mind my asking, what'd you buy today?
I bought a big old chunk of cheese, about 4 pounds.
I bought 10 pounds of cheese also, to go run away into the woods and eat cheese for a month.
We'll be back.
And all right. You will too.
Yeah, we're here all the time.
Okay.
Thank you. Sure.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Man, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay.
I'm Mandy Corey. I own and operate Schacht Farm with my husband. It's about 10 minutes south of here on Schacht Road. We do a little bit of everything. Eggs, chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, pork, starting with duck and geese as well. So, you know, this is for us the spring, so this is the beginning of our growing season, that sort of thing. So, I mean, even today I got a lot of questions about, you know, when does lambing season start and that sort of thing. People that are really invested in us and what we do, and so they're kind of our cheerleaders, really.
So we're here at the winter market with Jeff Finch, and he's the owner with his wife of Finch's Restaurant in Bloomington. One of the great things they do here at the farmers market is to do cooking demonstrations. And just tell us a little bit about what you made today.
Made a Moroccan lamb meatball with some local lamb. Also used some local eggs from Teresa Bertels at Heartland Family Farms. But it's a great way for us to get out and show people what's going on, what can be used, and how we provide a recipe. And it also helps to expose the farms and duly expose our restaurant, so it works for everybody.
This is a community building event, so it's not just money and food exchanging hands, it's community being built.
Mushrooms, plants, chicken, lamb, meatballs, greens, and lots of cheese. What sorts of things can you buy at your community's winter farmers market? Let us know by writing a comment on our website, eartheats.org. I didn't see quinoa for sale at the market, but it's easy to pick up a bag from the grocery store. We got this bag of red quinoa from the Double Oak Farm store in Columbus, Indiana. Quinoa is a seed, and it's high in protein, but not only that, it's a complete protein, which means it also contains a balanced set of essential amino acids. It's also high in iron, dietary fiber, and it's gluten-free. You can also sprout the stuff, and unlike the 12 hours it takes to sprout wheat, it only takes quinoa 2 to 4 hours to grow its little tendrils. So I'm going to call it quinoa the superfood.
I like to cook them and use them as stuffings and omelets, or to stuff peppers instead of the typical rice. So simple to cook. Basically, all you do is you pour it into a pan, cover it with water, and cook it. And you just need to keep adding water until you see these little kind of white, wormy-looking things. Doesn't sound very appealing, but it's really, really tasty. If you just grab a little handful of that, I put a little bit of garlic, salt, and pepper, and a little olive oil with it. This is also something that you can make a big batch and then put it in little resealable Ziplocs and put in the freezer. And then whenever you want it, you just pull it out, thaw it, pull it out the day before. You could even throw it in the microwave and thaw it out. And then you have a really healthy grain that's ready in no time. You can do the same thing by freezing barley or wheat berries or millet. All of those grains you can cook in a nice big batch and then either toss together and make a mixed grain, or you can freeze them separately and have them ready at any time for any meal. So
that's great.
So it's great like that, just as a salad or as a stuffing. But you can also mix it into soups. And that's one of the things that I've done for you today. Made a little soup. I had some smoked turkey broth, put the quinoa in there, some carrots, some collard greens. You could throw leeks, you could throw turnips, you could throw parsnips, anything you want in there. And then the kumquats, the little oranges that are in there, give it a really fun, interesting flavor and make it very different. And they have a nice citrus pop as you eat them. So kumquat has kind of a sweet but a touch of bitterness to it. But I think it really goes well with the smokiness of the turkey. It's a way to add excitement to those kind of late winter dishes.
Those kumquats are little fireballs that explode when you bite into them. They sure do add an interesting zing to the soup. Try it for yourself. Print off the recipe at eartheats.org. Lima beans are also on the menu today. We're cooking them from dry, but you can soak them ahead of time if you like. They'll certainly cook faster that way. What you do is add one part beans to three parts water and soak them for 6 hours before you start to cook.
Today I'm going to do some lima beans because lima beans are my mom's favorite bean. So we've got some nice lima beans here. And the first thing you always want to do is look at the lima beans. Any kind of bean, a lot of times, especially the smaller beans, there could be, you know, some rocks or stones or non-bean-like material inside. So it's always important. And it's getting better now through processing. The next thing you want to do is to take them over to the sink and give them a rinse. You know, you're doing that just to rinse off any kind of powder, or there might be some insect material on them.
Boy, this is sounding tastier and tastier.
Yeah. But, you know, it's reality. And especially if you're drying your own beans and you're growing stuff, you really have to be considerate of that kind of stuff. Now, the thing about cooking them from dry yourself is that you can inject a lot of flavor into the beans. So we're starting that by adding a little bit of olive oil and about, I like garlic, so about a good tablespoon, two tablespoons.
Or a fistful, folks.
3 tablespoons of garlic. And we're just going to let that start to brown a little bit. Now, this is one of my secrets that I do for a lot of different things. Start with a decent, not excellent olive oil. You brown your garlic, and then we're going to add our rosemary. And this gives it a real tustic, kind of Tuscan rustic or a tustric flavor. It's great if you're starting a tomato sauce, even if you buy some canned tomato sauce and you want to make it taste fresh. And it will taste like you've been cooking it for hours when you've just made a quick sauce. This is one of those dishes you can do on Sunday morning for Sunday night, you know? Just let it simmer in the house. You get to smell that garlic and rosemary all day long. Okay, I'm going to add my washed beans to that. Okay, and to that I'm going to add a 15-ounce can of chopped tomatoes. Kind of stir that around. I'm going to throw in about half an onion. You could use red onion or white onion. I also like to sometimes throw some root vegetables in. Throw a little bit of fresh bay leaf. I got some carrot. And then I'm just going to top it off with water. So you can always add more water to it, but you can't really take it out once it's in there. So to a half pound of beans and the 15 ounces of tomato, I'm going to add probably about 2.5 to 3 cups of water. Bring it to a boil, let it simmer, and just cook it until the beans get soft. And I like these beans to be pretty soft. They become almost silky when they're really cooked through. You could use this as a soup, or you could use it to serve a piece of roast fish over, you know, and serve it with some crusty bread, and it's almost like a sauce. Fresh lemon juice, and you're good to go.
Check out photos of the prep process on our website, eartheats.org. And we want to know what you think of these recipes and the podcast in general. Drop us an email with your thoughts, eartheats@gmail.com.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.